Hola, clase. Soy Juana. Yo necesito hablar en inglés, pero un libro se llama Lazarillo de Tormes. Fue muy difícil para mí. So, having said that, I found that the book was extremely hard for me to read in Spanish. I did, but it took me a really, really long time, and most of the time I could not understand the full meaning of it. But it helped me because what I did get made me want to try harder. But then after I read in Spanish, I would read two pages in, or two sections in Spanish, and then read two sections in English, and that helped. And what I took out of the story was a lot, actually. It seems like the main theme is one of endurance. The positive side is one of endurance, and how in spite of all his trials and tribulations, much like Lazarus in the Bible, was in the end in some ways blessed. At least he found a content, happy spot in life. I think whoever wrote this book may have been somewhat disappointed. No, I'm certain, disappointed in people in general. I don't know if the author was truly Lazarillo, but it's somewhere along the line he felt betrayed by people. But sometimes when I was reading this book, I was sort of sad, actually many times, and I was reminded of the sheer strength of human desperation. But through it all, through each of his many, many masters and his tragic young life, like I said, I found the theme of perseverance, determination, the will to live, you know, which when you're younger, you often take something like the will to live as a grain of salt. But as you get older, you realize it's very, very powerful. But Lazarillo illustrates that even in the youth, it's extremely powerful. I mean, very, very. It moved him to do things he likely would ordinarily not have done, because he did not, through his actions, strike me as a mean person. But anyways, I enjoyed this book. I could see why it is a classic, and I'm sure it provoked lots of talk in its day, because topics, inferences that are brought out in this book were strong and powerful, and would have to be almost taboo back in the day, so to speak, 1500s. But anyways, that's what I got out of it. As far as a language learning experience, it made me pull on every ounce of Spanish I could find. And because I think the way the wording in this book is not modern-day Spanish, at least it didn't seem that way to me, it made it a little more difficult. But I did like the book a lot. Actually, I'll rank it up there with Moll Flanders, or one of those classics. I don't know why that comes to mind, but it reminds me sort of Moll Flanders, and that was one of my favorite books. But anyways, I'm sorry I can't be there, and I will wait to find out what we do with this next.